Chapter 8. Eat Their Fortune to Oblivion. The introduction played out just like how Penny remembered it. Things had changed in her previous household, so the situation wasn't the same as in her first life. Hence, having to relive this situation gave her mixed emotions. After the quick introduction, the family went straight to have their early dinner. Sitting at a considerably long table, Penny sat beside Allison, her mother. Next to Penny was Nina, the one who lived as the only daughter of the Bennets until now. Across from them was Atlas, nearest their father. Next to the eldest son was the second, Hugo, and then the youngest son, Slater. Even the sitting arrangement and the food served are the same, she thought, glancing at the delicious feast before her. This food looks so yummy. Penny, we do not know what you like, so we prepared everything that might suit your taste buds. Charles offered her a warm smile. Your mother helped out in the kitchen herself when she heard you agreed to come home. Just eat everything you want, anything. Allison enthusiastically encouraged. Eat to your heart's content, Penny. Eat to her heart's content. Slater's frown deepened. Mom, Dad, can't you see her? Does she look like she's someone who had starved? The couple's happy faces instantly dimmed at their youngest son's comment. Slater, don't say that to your sister. Allison frowned in disappointment. Penny, how can she be my sister? Slater exploded. I already have a sister, and she's right there. Her name's Nina. Big brother Slater. Please don't be mad. The girl sitting next to Penny meekly spoke, her voice trying to diffuse the situation. We already know there was a mistake, and that Penny is your real sister. Even though you don't know her, let's be nice to her. Penny almost laughed as she glanced at the girl beside her. In Penny's previous life, she fell for this girl's meek personality and white lotus act. Back then, she felt grateful to Nina for always trying to defend her. It took her some time to realize this girl only looked pretty on the outside. But she was rotten to the core. She didn't even help the family when everything was falling apart, saying she didn't want anything to ruin her marriage to this influential family, Penny hissed, feeling bitter at the memories of her first life. Looking at the family, Penny could see that they were all affected by Nina's comment. Atlas and Hugo looked at her apologetically while the couple sighed. Slater, on the other hand, felt more in rage at her comment. I'm not letting you throw Nina away. Slater yelled angrily to his parents. You're not sending Nina back to wherever you want to send her because of that fatty. Slater, Allison snapped back to the matters at hand. Watch your mouth, Slater Bennett. This is our first dinner with Penny. I was expecting you to behave. Slater glared daggers at Penny. No matter how whiny he was in the past, his mother never raised her voice at him. This was the first, and that was because of Penny. The other two older brothers weren't pleased as well. Slater, that is enough. Charles jumped in to defuse the situation. Unless you want heavy consequences, then continue acting like a child. Penny glanced at Charles in awe. even though she knew her father could be quite intimidating when he needed to. It still astonished her. Slater huffed, looking at his parents with a sour look. When his eyes landed on Penny, disgust brimmed his eyes. "No," he defiantly roared. Seeing Penny reminded him of his anger rather than his fear. "I will not accept her as my sister. Never." Having said that, Slater fled the table. "Slater," Allison rose to her seat, only to be stopped when Charles held her hand. The latter shook his head, calming Allison down. Charles cleared his throat while his wife sat down, casting Penny a look. "I'm sorry about that, Penny. Slater is a little rebellious, but he's not a bad kid. I'm sure he'll soften up after some time." "No worries." Unaffected by the family drama, Penny beamed. She was more focused on whether she could eat now or not. It would seem rude if she suddenly served herself while the youngest son was crying his heart out. The youngest son is still young, so he still couldn't control his emotions. "I don't mind," she said magnanimously. The two older brothers frowned deeper at their sister's answer. Charles smiled helplessly. "Haynes is right. She does talk like an old lady." As for Allison, she was simply relieved that what had happened didn't discourage Penny. She heard Penny was being treated right by her auntie, but at the same time, she was also being exploited. "Why don't we eat now, him?" Allison was a little pale because of the turn of events, but she still managed a smile. "Penny, what do you want to eat?" "Everything," Penny unhesitatingly declared. She was on the road for hours, and she felt really hungry. She could eat an entire pig. Allison's heart softened because Penny seemed to be fond of food. What she didn't know was that Penny could eat their entire fortune into oblivion. "All right then." Having said that, the family started eating, and Penny wasn't joking. She happily ate, as if Slater's drama didn't happen. Her appetite pleased the couple, thinking it was a refreshing sight to see a child eat so much as if she was just swallowing everything without chewing. Their other kids eat like kittens. Her lack of remorse, however, didn't sit well with the other older brothers. Slater expressed his displeasure and even walked out, but the cause of it didn't even spare the slightest remorse. Instead, here she was, collecting more fat deposits at such a young age. As for Penny, she couldn't care less. In her first life, that drama Slater started hindered her from enjoying the food served at this table. If anything, she felt like taking every bite was a sin when someone walked out of the dinner because of her. She tried to please them in the past, but everything was futile. Hence, if Slater starved himself to death, it was his choice. The Bennetts were rich, and so they could find a good resting place for him. "Tip, you can use left, right, and D keyboard keys to browse between chapters.